Worship of the written word. The category of, quote, worship of the written word, end quote, is defined as, quote, honoring only what is written, and even then, only what is written to a narrow standard, even when what is written is full of misinformation and lies. An erasure of the wide range of ways we communicate with each other and all living things, end quote. How it manifests. Interviewees identified that the rigid value placed on the Constitution and bylaws and procedural documents, and those individuals who have a historic and working knowledge of these. Interestingly, while people reference these written documents and this knowledge as a perceived value, limited people identified that they actually attend to / read these to find answers to questions. It was stated that while this written word is valued, it remains inaccessible to many due to language utilized within the documents. This inherently provides higher value to those people who have knowledge of and can explain these written documents without assistance. Many interviewees noted that the worship of the written documents are weaponized against progress and change. There is an assumption that only a handful of people can understand the documents, and thus, nobody else can interpret these documents. When asked about barriers to progress, the MAR Executive Board's rigidity regarding written documents came up the most. Consequences. Those with a historical or working knowledge of these documents are perceived to have a stronger voice and yield higher value within the organization. This perception limits those who are not well-versed in these documents and causes feelings of inadequacy around interactions with the board. Specifically, for those observing, there is fear of not following along. For those interested in engaging, uncertainty exists around speaking up at meetings during the, quote, incorrect, end quote, times, or saying things in the inappropriate order / format. Several interviewees noted that unwarranted offers of being, quote, taught, end quote, procedural knowledge are condescending and only act to perpetuate power dynamics. Many interviewees noted that they were not comfortable running for the board because they don't understand the documents, can't find the documents, and don't have the resource of time to spend learning the documents as well as the expectations of the position. Many noted a fear that those who know more about the documents will hold power over them. Additionally, lived experience and human need are prioritized below these written documents and procedures. This actively limits stakeholders' interest in the organization. Interviewees also noted that these documents are actively invoked to resist change, parentheses, through procedural and governance barriers, close parentheses. This resistance is particularly evident in the inaccessible language of the written documents, and thus the language utilized to discuss these documents. Other ways. The MAR Executive Board may begin by creating a plain language document of the bylaws and constitution, as well as procedural documents. These documents should be made easily accessible. Additionally, the MAR Executive Board needs to move toward an understanding that the documents need to be definitive enough to guide, but flexible enough to allow for change and progress as needed, and should demonstrate the value of lived experience. The MAR Executive Board may also begin to prioritize other ways of knowing that are not limited to written documentation, including spoken and aesthetic, parentheses, musical, close parentheses, engagement.